You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's go inside the Carlton camp, Doom, with your assistant coach, Tim Clark, who's down on the boundary line. Tim, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We were just sort of talking about having that early season break after playing a couple of games and then sort of downing tools, so to speak. How have you handled that period, Tim?
Oh, we knew about this break a couple of months ago when we found out about round zero and then how the start to the year was going to pan out for us. So we planned accordingly. You always take a little break when you get it in footy, but we've been able to get two or three really strong sessions in, to make sure the momentum from our first two games is carried on.
Just on young Elijah Hollins, we're just talking about him, Derm and I, and I mean, we know he's talent high draft pick and showed some really good signs in the limited games he played up on the Gold Coast dealing with injuries. But Michael Voss spoke glowingly during the week of, the respect he has earned from the playing group here with the way he's gone about the pre-season.
Yeah, Elijah's, I was lucky enough to work with him when I was up at the Suns, and he's a really good kid, he's from a good family, and when he turned up, he just put his head down and he worked really hard, and he was part of the midfield group and the forward group at different stages because he moves between both positions, and he trained as hard as anyone, and he would have been one of our standout performers over the pre-season, and that's why after missing a couple of games, he's been able to fight back straight back into the side.
Timmy Dermott here, how are you, mate? Great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, Derm.
We know that when if clubs lose, a football club, it's still a great place to be, but it can be down in the mood. You can just sense and feel the mood. Without talking about it, football clubs can be absolutely elevated spaces when you're winning. Tell us what it is like to be in and around the Carlton Football Club right at this point in time.
Inside the footy club, it's quite level, and the leadership's done a lot of work on doing that. And when you work at one of the big clubs, you realise the amount of support that's out there, the amount of interest that is in us as a club, in our players. It's huge, but internally you wouldn't know that. And whether it's that we're going well on the field or we're not getting the wins or the desired outcome, everything's pretty even inside. But we've got great leadership at the club at the moment from the president, Lukey Sayers, and Vossi, Brad Lloyd, Cookie. They do a great job in making sure the main thing's the main thing.
Can I ask about Caleb Marchbank? You know, you said you saw young Elijah up at the Suns. I saw Caleb at the Giants, and he's a tremendous player. Long term, what position will he be? What will he fill, and what do you expect him to get to?
Last year when he came into the side, like our team looked really strong when we had Weeders taking the bigger forward, and then he would take the second key, and depending on what the opposition throw at us, we might need to bring in another key position player. We've got Kemp, we've got Young who aren't playing today but played in the VFL. If we need to bring in other players, we can, but I would see him playing on the second key forward or potentially the third, depending on what the team looks at.
And he's a pretty good, what people don't understand, he's an exceptional overhead mark himself, but probably we haven't seen that for an elongated period of time, have we?
Yeah, he's got a really balanced game, Archie. He's very good overhead. He runs really well. He makes really smart decisions, and we feel that he complements our defence really well for the side, and that's why we were pretty keen to get him back in the side. And to have Weeders alongside him today really stiffens us up defensively, so we're wrapped to have one of our main leaders back in the game.
I know you won't want to give away the sleight of hand type secrets, but how do you visualise the two big key forwards playing? Do they play either side of the ground? Do they play on different level layers up the ground, one behind the other? Do they cantilever? What do you really want to get out of them?
They've done a lot of work over the summer and even last year with Ash Hansen, Jordan Russell, our forwards coach. They've done a stack of work about their connection, and understanding when it's one player's turn to lead at the ball and the other one can sort of move in behind him. There's a lot of work they've done on that. Different stages they will be on either side of the ground, but sometimes you will see them on the one side competing for the one ball, and ideally that's not too often. But they're connecting. It's going to look different at most forward 50 entries, Derm, but we know that if we can get enough inside 50s today, we think those guys will pose a real threat to North.
Because both of those key forwards could command a forward line by themselves with just five support players or four support players. So it does sometimes look like they are both the numero uno, and they... Yeah, it's not cannibalised, but they almost want to go to the same footy.
Yeah, they do. They had some games last year where they realised one of them was on a really good matchup and was drawing the footy and just was on. And, you know, you would have had games when you felt that the ball was coming to you well. And they isolate each other in those situations. And that's all about connection, understanding when it's your turn and when you need to be a good teammate and get out of the way. And the beauty is they both love playing with each other. They just got great energy. They love playing in the forward line, and hopefully we can see some of that today.
That happened every week for me, mate, but they kept kicking it. They kept kicking it to Pig. Timmy, thanks for chatting to us. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Derm. Thanks, guys. Have a good call.
Good on you, Tim. Tim Clark, assistant coach.